To all of you, wherever you might be, here's to romance. With music of romance by Ray Block, his orchestra and chorus, songs of romance by our star Larry Douglas, a girl of romance, tonight's guest star, and words of romance by yours truly, Jim Amici, welcoming you again for Here's to Romance.
Busting out all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes, and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill. June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers out all the morning glories on the fence. Because it's June, just because it's out all over, the feeling is getting so intense. And the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers out all the morning glories on the fence.
Yes, Marion.
Isn't love wonderful?
I'll say. It's an even greater invention than a double boiler.
Oh, what a comparison. Love and double boilers. Larry, love is an invention. It's an emotional state.
You're right, Jim. Love makes shivers go up and down your spine.
And you get dizzy spells.
And you wind up the milk bottle.
And you put out the clock.
Yes, and you sing songs like the one Marion Hutton is going to sing now.
Terrific, such a funny feeling, makes you want to cuddle and cling, makes you sentimental, makes you kind of gentle, ouch, terrific thing. Love is so prolific, sends your heart a-reeling, makes you want to giggle and sing, makes you sigh and wonder, hits you like the thunder, ouch, terrific thing. Life rearranges, suddenly changes, everything strange as it can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Wow, look what it's done to me. Love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling, makes you hear the wedding bell ring. Melts away your collar, makes you wanna holler, ouch, terrific thing.
Thank you.
It isn't often that the background music of a motion picture becomes a popular song. But in the case of Laura, it did happen. And here's Ray Black's arrangement of the unusually beautiful theme melody from that picture. Thank you.
Bob Ripley presents Believe It or Not. And here he is, the man who never runs out of incredible tales that thrill and amaze you, in person, Bob Ripley.
Men of science, daily experience, heartbreaks in their laboratories that would discourage lesser men. In their experiments, a tiny speck of dust, a fleck of mold smaller than a needle's eye, can ruin hours, perhaps years, of patient work. Of such is my guest tonight. The place, the laboratory of St. Mary's Hospital, London. A scientist is holding a small saucer, and he frowns as he speaks to his colleague.
Todd, another one ruined.
What is it?
Another contamination.
Too bad.
Well, I suppose we have to expect it, since I opened the cultures before.
What is it?
A mole this time. But I wonder... extraordinary. I've never seen this before. Todd, come look at this.
I say, that's strange.
Look. See the bacteria around that mold.
This is certainly astonishing. I've never seen anything like it. Those bacteria are disappearing.
Yes. That mold seems to be killing those microbes.
Yes, that scientist was right, because that was the beginning of the greatest curative drug in the history of medicine, for that bit of mold was actually dissolving deadly microbes. And at that very moment was discovered the greatest miracle drug in the history of the world, because that drug was penicillin, believe it or not. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the very scientist who worked in that laboratory in England and discovered the famous penicillin is standing beside me right now. It is my honor and privilege to present Sir Alexander Fleming.
Thank you, and good evening, everybody.
Sir Alexander, as our audience here is composed largely of veteran winners of the Purple Heart, they in particular owe you a great debt of gratitude for your magnificent development of this miracle drug.
I don't think we have yet paid the debt we owe them, Mr. Ripley. It's ironic that it would take the urgent necessities of war to bring penicillin to its present state of development.
Sir Alexander, your contribution has been inspiring to all the parents and relatives of our fighting men who know their chance of battle survival is vastly greater through penicillin.
That is very gratifying to us. But we are looking to the future now, and we hope that our progress in fighting disease will be advanced further, that the answer to tuberculosis and other ancient and tragic riddles.
Well, I'm sure that... The answers will be found, Sir Alexander. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard Sir Alexander Fleming, discoverer of the miracle drug penicillin, the greatest single advancement in the saving of human lives since the beginning of medicine. Believe it or not.
To Larry Douglas, what candy is to children. Larry dwells upon his favorite subject now as he sings, in the always delightful Douglas manner, a song called While You're Away.
While you're away, I'd rather be alone and dream about the sweetest thrill. While you're away, and some new romance starts, somebody else might fool my eyes, but not my heart without your love. I try to get along, but when I add up life, I find the answer wrong. I go on hoping everything will turn out right. My heart is with you day and night while you're away.
Most delightful of the compositions of Victor Herbert. We hear now from Ray Block his orchestra and chorus, Babes in Toyland.
Toyland, little girl and boyland, while you dwell within it, you'll ever happy then. You can marry her again.
Douglas again. The song this time is something from the special category. It's a new song from the new Billy Rose show, The Seven Lively Arts, Every Time We Say Goodbye.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little, why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little. They allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say, such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye, I cry and almost die.
Take a lovely tune, add romantic lyrics, and you have the recipe for our next musical treat. You belong to my heart.
You belong to my heart, now and forever. And our love had its start not long ago. We were gathering stars while a million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. Was a moment like this, do you remember? And your eyes drew a kiss when they met mine. Now we all know the stars and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song and you'll always belong to my heart. sing. You are the song and you always belong.
Here's to Romance was a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.